there was a first grade class who was studying animals, and the teacher said, "Billy, what has four legs and gives milk?" He goes, "A cow." And the teacher asked one of the smart aleck kids in class, "And can you name a bird? What kind of bird has feathers but can't fly?" And Wally says, "That would be a dead bird." There's always a different answer on things and a different perspective depending where we stand. When we look at the creche and when we think of Christmas, we often think of the warmth of a family. We think of how emotional it is that we have a chance to be with each other and to celebrate a Christmas meal and to think of the gentleness of the babe in Bethlehem. But that's not how it was. When Jesus was born, the Gospels tells us that Herod was looking for a way to kill him. He was so infatuated with power that he even ordered the killing of children less than 2 years old in the vicinity where Jesus was born. Because when he saw the child born and he heard about it, he only thought of himself. What if I lose power? What if this really is the new king that is born? Let me kill him. One of the sad facts about life is, and those of us who are older know, that sometimes people will hate you just because you are who you are. And sometimes people will look and they will see your good deeds and they will not be inspired, but they may be jealous. And so that's why in the Gospel of John, this is what John gives as the reason why the birth of Jesus caused such hatred in some people. In John chapter 3:19, "And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people have loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil." Our heart and our soul is the filter through which we see all of reality. And if that filter is dirty, if that filter is smudged by hatred or jealousy, then we can't see clearly. And we may look at a good person and despise them. We may see a good deed done and be suspicious of why they would do such a thing. We will project onto others sometimes the decrepit state of our own heart and soul. That is why it is so important for us to take care of our heart, our conscience, to be sorry for the bad things, and to dedicate ourselves to changing the world by first changing ourselves. And the prism through which you will view things will be cleaner and will be better. There will be less suspicion and less jealousy. There will be fewer times of hatred because you will want for others the things that bring your heart joy. So when we think of the babe in Bethlehem, Jesus, as a gift to the world, not everyone thought like that. Other people saw him as a threat. Other people needed to get rid of him. Other people could not see the goodness because there was no goodness within them. And the world out there is often in the battle between light and darkness. So we accept the offering of God because God doesn't show off. God wants one thing, our love and affection and the best things for us. And all he can do is make an offer. Because when people say God can do everything, it's incorrect. God can't make us love him. But we can prepare a heart and a soul with good deeds, good thoughts, good actions that will make it easier for us to see a little child in a Bethlehem manger saying, I love you, will you love me back? Slava Iisusu Christu.